Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to plan and prepare for a dressage competition. So competing requires preparation. Not only on the day of the event, but also in the days preceding it. Now, the level of success you achieve can be significantly impacted by the amount of time and the amount of effort you devote to your preparation. So in this podcast episode, we will cover why diligent preparation is essential if you are to give your best performance between the whiteboards, and what you need to do to ensure that you and your horse are perfectly prepared and primed for action. So let's first start by discussing why spend time preparing. So before we delve into the how, we're going to first take a look at the why. So here are five reasons why you should spend time preparing yourself and your horse for a competition. So reason number one is that it makes the day run smoother. So for most people listening to this, dressage is probably your hobby, and therefore attending a competition should be a fun day out with your horse. Now, making sure that you have everything you need to hand and that you have trained and prepared sufficiently makes for a smoother day that you can get more enjoyment from. Now, reason number two for preparing is that it creates a positive experience for your horse. Now, the more prepared you are, the more relaxed you'll be. And this will help you make sure that you can give your horse a positive experience so that he too enjoys competing. Now, it also helps to make sure that you have everything you need to help keep your horse comfortable whilst he's travelling and competing away from home. Now, reason number three is that it increases your confidence. So the better you know your test and the movements involved, then the more confident you will be when riding it. And you'll be able to give your horse clearer aids and prepare and position him correctly for each movement, which in turn will help your horse feel more relaxed and more confident. So overall, it will lead to a more harmonious performance. Now, moving on to reason number four, and this is that it eliminates, or at least reduces, flapping. Now, flapping happens when you're running late and you still have a million and one things to get through. So it's basically a mix between rushing, panicking, and stress. Now, ensuring that you have all your necessary equipment, you arrive at the venue on time, and you know your test inside and out can help reduce the chances of you getting into a flapping state. And finally, reason number five for planning and preparing is better test scores. Because of course, all this preparation results in you leaving the dressage arena with a better test score than if you didn't prepare. Remember that in most cases, competitions are won or lost before you even ride down the centre line. So now that we know why we do need to plan and prepare, let's talk about the actual planning and preparation. So we've broken this part down into the following three parts. So the first part is planning and preparing for your test. The second part is planning and preparing your transport, and the third part is planning and preparing your tack and equipment. So we're going to go through each one individually. So first up, let's talk about the test. Because your first step is to ensure that you pick a suitable test for both you and your horse. Now, you should compete at one level below what you currently train at home. For example, if you are training at British Dressage Novice level at home, then you should be competing at British Dressage Preliminary level. Now, this helps to ensure that your horse is easily capable of the movements in the test. Because if you ask your horse for a movement that he is still learning or developing at home, whilst he's in an unfamiliar environment and under the additional pressures of competition, he isn't going to be able to show his best work, and it may lead to tension and mistakes. Remember that a dressage test is not the place for you to train your horse how to do movements. Instead, a dressage test is a place to show what you can already do. So make sure you enter a test that is one level below what you are working on at home. Now next, you need to learn your test inside and out. And by this, we don't just mean learn where you need to go. You need to learn how to ride the test. So what you need to do is you need to first look at each individual movement. You then need to make sure you know how to ride each movement correctly, and you need to know what the judge is looking for when they judge that movement and what it is that they need to see in order to give you top marks. For example, if your test asks you to ride a given retake, this involves you yielding your contact forward and pushing your hands towards the bit for a couple of strides. So that covers the movement and how to ride it. But you also need to look at what the judge needs to see. So in order for the dressage judge to give you top marks for that movement, they need to see a clear, visible looping of your reins and that your horse maintains the same rhythm, outline, balance, and speed. So that covers your 3 points: what each movement is, how to ride each movement, and what the judge is looking for. You need to go through your test and be able to answer all of those questions for each movement that is in there. And then lastly, you need to plan your ride. So think about what areas of the test your horse can do really well and how you can maximise your scores for those movements. You can also use visualisation. So visualisation is a powerful tool that many professional riders use to help improve their performance. You basically need to visualise yourself riding the perfect dressage test. Now, don't simply run through the test in your head. Again, this isn't about knowing where you are going. Instead, you need to focus on every step and every aid. So where you're going to apply your half halts, where you're going to change your bending aids, and where you're going to change the weight in your seat bones, etc. You need to picture the arena and see yourself riding every single movement perfectly. And throughout the whole experience, you're smiling, the judge is smiling, and even your horse is smiling. Now, many top riders use this strategy, and it is incredibly effective. So that covers the test. Let's now move on to section 2, where we're going to talk about your transport. Because ensuring that your horse arrives at the venue safely and comfortably will help him perform at his best. So don't leave it until the day of your competition to check your transport, especially if it's been sitting in the corner of your yard for several months over winter. Now, if you have a lorry, you must ensure that its engine turns on. A flat battery or some dead spark plugs on the morning of your dressage test will be a bad start to the day, and it may result in you having to withdraw, which will mean that you will have to forfeit your entry fees. Now, it's also advisable to check that all the lights are working, the tyre tread and the tyre pressures are satisfactory, and that your mode of transport is safe and secure for your horse to travel in. Now, if it's not safe, or if you are unsure about its safety, then this gives you plenty of time to hire the services of a mechanical professional. Now, also, make sure that you fill up with fuel before the day of the competition. Leaving this job until the day of your test just provides more opportunities for things to go wrong and for you to be delayed. And lastly, make sure that you plan your route. So you know where you are going, you know how long it will take, and you know that all the roads you intend to use are accessible by your vehicle. Now let's move on to talk about section 3, and this is all about your tack and equipment. So ensuring that you have the right tack and equipment on the day can make or break an otherwise promising performance. Remember that dressage competitions have rules regarding what tack you are permitted to use on your horse and what clothing you are permitted to wear, both for the test itself and during your warm-up. Now, if you are unsure about any of these rules, then check the rule book of the organisation that you intend to compete with, because failure to follow these rules can result in lost marks or even elimination. Now, as a bit of a tip, whatever tack you intend to use in the competition, try to use the same tack when you are schooling at home. Because changing bits and bridles on the day of a competition can cause problems, because you will be riding your horse in an unfamiliar piece of tack and in an unfamiliar environment, and that's a lot for him to get used to. And lastly, to make sure that you remember everything, make a list of all the items you need to take with you. Now, this list should include the obvious things, such as saddle, girth, bridle, riding boots, show jacket, etc. But it should also include the equipment that you need to keep your horse comfortable, such as forage, rugs, bedding, feed, grooming supplies, and a first aid kit. And also remember to include things for yourself, such as a change of clothes, waterproof layers if rain is forecasted, and also a packed lunch. And then on the morning of the competition, go through your list and physically tick off each item to make sure that you've not forgotten anything. So that covers the three areas of your planning and preparation: the test, your transport, and your equipment. Let's now talk about your competition countdown. So to help you prepare, here's a rundown of what you should be doing in the run-up to a competition. And we've broken it down into the following four areas. So we're going to talk about a few weeks before your competition, then a few days before your competition, then the day before your competition, and finally the day of your competition. So let's start with the first one, and this is a few weeks before your competition. So it's a good idea to book a lesson with your trainer so that you can run through the test with them. Now, if possible, you can turn this into a trial run. So you can plat your horse, you can wear your show attire, you can warm up, and you can ride through the test as though it were a real competition. And to make it even more realistic, you could even hire out a local arena and you could travel your horse to that venue. Now, it's also a good idea to have your trial test videoed from the judge's position at sea. And this is so that you and your trainer can critically appraise your performance. This will give you a good idea of what areas you need to improve upon and if there are also any tricky parts of the test that catch you out. So now let's move on to talk about what you should be doing a few days before your competition. So in the days before your test, don't over-practice it. Your horse may begin to learn the test, which can then lead to him anticipating some of the movements, and that will lose you marks on the day. Now, if there is a particular movement in the test that's not going very well, then don't get too hung up on trying to make it perfect, because at this point it's probably too late to fix it for the purpose of your test, and you could run the risk of souring your horse with endless schooling. Instead, during the test, just present that movement as best as you can and just accept that you won't get top marks for it, but you will be able to pick up extra marks on other movements that your horse can do well. And lastly, it's also a good idea to keep your horse fresh by varying his exercise routine. For example, if your horse enjoys hacking out, then take him for a relaxing ride to keep his muscles loose. You could also perhaps lunge instead of schooling on one day, or you could pop a few small fences if your horse likes jumping. But whatever you do, don't drill him on a dressage test in the run-up to your competition. So now let's move on to the next section where we're going to talk about the day before your competition. So at this point, you should have everything ready. So you need to gather all your equipment and you need to pack what you can into your transport. It's also a good idea to double check your dressage test times with the venue and make sure that you know the schedule of events. You can also then work backwards and create your own timings to create your own schedule for the following day. For example, say your dressage test is at 10:30. That's what time you need to be riding down the centre line smiling. Now, if it takes you 30 minutes to warm up, 20 minutes to tack up and get changed, it's going to take you 20 minutes to arrive at the venue to declare and get your bearings, it will take you 1 hour to drive to the venue, it will take you 20 minutes to load your horse and 45 minutes to plat him up and groom him, you know that you need to then be at your yard by 7:15 a.m. So once you've got your dressage test time, you can work backwards to calculate your own schedule for the day. And then lastly, make sure you get to bed on time. You must be well rested. Staying up late the night before the competition and trying to function on only a few hours of sleep is not going to help you give your best performance. A lack of sleep is also more likely to leave you irritable and forgetful. So now let's talk about the day of your competition. So at this point, you should have done everything you could have possibly done to prepare. So you have your plan for the day. All you need to do now is follow it and stay on track. Now, as we've already said, you need to aim to arrive at the venue early so that you have plenty of time to get organised, warmed up and ready for your test. It's always much better to arrive 1 hour earlier than 10 minutes late. This will help to keep you calm and give you time to focus. And lastly, stay positive throughout the day. Remember that it's not all about winning, but instead just giving your best performance, gaining experience, and having a fun day with your horse. You've done all the hard work, you've done all your planning and preparation, there's nothing else left to do now apart from enjoy your day. So, to wrap this episode up, planning and preparing for a dressage test is crucial for achieving a successful and enjoyable competition experience. It can help you and your horse perform better, feel more confident and relaxed, and improve your partnership and your communication in the arena. So you need to focus on the three areas of planning, so that is your test, your transport, and your equipment. And you need to make sure that you are doing the right things in the run-up to your competition. Now, after you've got a few competitions under your belt, you'll soon fall into a tried and tested pre-competition routine, which will eventually be reflected in your riding. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.